The Battle of Monte Cassino. As we approach Remembrance in November, we share an extraordinary World War II experience by a 100-year-old veteran, Mac McKinnon Patterson, from his time in Italy. When I was born, my mother died. 2 years later, I couldn't walk or talk. I had to be force-fed. I wasn't even potty-trained. I was handed in to Quarriers Orphan Home in Scotland, where I stayed for the next 11 years. Then I came out and went to work on a farm. We were sitting in the dining room on this farm home when Neville Chamberlain came on the news and told us this country is now at war with Germany. I thought, great, I can't wait to get stuck in. The only thing was, I wasn't old enough. I'm sitting back and I'm thinking, I wish I was old enough to get stuck in. And eventually, I became old enough. I joined the Argyll and Sutherland Highlanders at 18 and went to Italy just in time for the Great Battle of Monte Cassino. We arrived up to the front line opposite Cassino. They'd had 3 goes at crossing the Rapido and moving on, and 3 times they'd failed. Now was the 4th time. We were the next ones in. I lined my squad up and I said, right, ready, follow me. I was only a young fella and I had men in that squad who were older than me and had been longer in the army than me, but they wouldn't take responsibility, so I got lumbered with them. I've got them lined up, bullets flying everywhere, and suddenly a whistle goes and there's a stunning silence. If you've never heard a silence, this is it. You can never understand how silent things can be until you've been in a blooming battle right over your head. But anyway, I got them lined up, side by side, waiting for the whistle, and suddenly a whistle goes and, right, advance. Now I've got to get my squad to advance. Then suddenly you hear the whistle of a shell, and then you get the bang, bang, and then you get the machine gun firing bullets. They're coming at you, left, right and centre, tuk, 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 tuk. We move down the river Rapido, and then we row across the river. Now the river's flowing like the clappers. Overhead there's explosions, bullets everywhere. You just don't know when you're going to get hit. All those bullets are coming your way and you've got all that the time. While you're crossing the river, you've got them firing at you. You're wondering where they're coming from. You're stuck in the middle of it. When you're on the front line, you can have it flying over your head, all around you, shells bursting, bang, bang. You think you're in a nice, safe little position and suddenly, yee, boom, you think, oh my God, where's the next one going to go? It's absolute murder. You don't know where to jump or what to do. You're looking for a hole in the ground. You just run anywhere you can, where you think you can get between you and the enemy. We managed to advance and eventually we got up. The Allies managed to get up into the monastery of Cassino, and the Poles were able to take the monastery. You can listen to Matt share more amazing wartime experiences from his time in Italy and read the full transcript at blindveterans.org.uk/unseen-stories.